On the live line with us in response to PG&E's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as of just after midnight this morning. He's a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, also the faculty director of the Energy Institute at Haas. Severin Borenstein is here. Good morning, Severin.
Good morning.
What does the bankruptcy filing mean to PG&E?
Well, to PG&E, it means that the company is essentially now going to be managed by a bankruptcy judge as well as their management, and that the creditors have to go through that bankruptcy court to get paid. And the whole point of bankruptcy is to reorganize the company and line up the people it owes money to in a way that people are treated fairly. Unfortunately, it's also a very slow and difficult process for everyone, including the company.
And for us consumers, what could this mean in terms of daily practice?
Well, in the very short run, it shouldn't mean much at all. The power will stay on. The gas will keep flowing. I think this is the bankruptcy is less of the issue than what it represents about PG&E, which is that the company is in serious financial trouble and is not going to be able to pay all of the people it owes, all they owe to them. So the fire victims, the bondholders, the suppliers to the company are all worried that they're going to get paid. The point of bankruptcy is to make sure the company can still operate and provide services and make money so that it can help pay those creditors. But I think it helps drive home the fact that between the wildfires and the other obligations of the company, there just isn't enough money to go around. And that's going to be something we'll be facing over the next many years.
And Severin, can you tell us about the priority of paying off creditors in this kind of a bankruptcy? How does that stack up?
Yeah, I don't think we know. You mean versus the fire victims?
Well, yes, I know that obviously there are secured creditors and unsecured creditors. And where do the fire victims stand in that set of creditors?
Well, they are among the unsecured creditors. Where exactly they stand and when they get paid, I think, is not determined. I'm not a bankruptcy lawyer, so I'm not sure of that, but I think that they clearly are not the highest priority in getting paid. The people who are the entities that are now loaning PG&E money, what we've heard about the debtor in possession loans, are going to be very high priority. They're only willing to loan them money at this point because they have some assurance that that money will get paid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And PG&E needs that financing in order to keep operating, to keep supplying the products and to keep making money so that it doesn't get into even worse financial shape.
Does reorganization for PG&E mean a complete clearing of the decks of the leadership there?
It may mean that. It may mean even more than that. It may mean that the company gets broken up, the gas from the electric. I think there is going to be serious discussion about taking some of the company into a publicly owned utility. It's also possible the company could be bought by another utility from elsewhere in the country that operates utilities elsewhere. I think we're going to see a major reorganization of the management of the company, but it may actually go much further than that, and what will emerge may not be PG&E. It may be a different utility, or it could even be a publicly owned utility.
And what kind of a time frame are we looking at here in terms of this bankruptcy proceeding?
Many years. Last bankruptcy PG&E was in took 3 years of, the most of it was settled in 3 years. I think this one's going to be more complicated because I think the last one, PG&E, emerged as PG&E, essentially the same company.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I think there's at least going to be serious consideration of PG&E coming out as a very different company, broken into smaller pieces and owned by possibly another corporation or possibly a public entity.
So even if everyone in the end gets paid by PG&E, the delay could be extensive.
Yes, but I think it's unlikely that everyone's going to get paid everything they're owed. I think that what pushed them into this is the is the likelihood that there just isn't enough money to cover all of the obligations.
And when do you think we'll know more about the specifics of the how this is all going to fall out?
Well, I think it's going to unroll over the next many years. I suspect the state is forming a wildfire and utilities commission to look at how the state should be responding. And I think they're going to come out with views on how utilities should be organized and what their obligation should be from the wildfires.
And perhaps if they're... you know, should be an alternative to PG&E on the drawing board in Sacramento.
Yes, they will definitely be considering that.
Well, appreciate your input. It's an important morning for certainly fire victims and all of California as well. Severin, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
That is Severin Borenstein, professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, also director of the Energy Institute there, too.